הוויתור שאדם צריך שאדם צריך
correction
לוותר הוא צריך לוותר לכל
the concession a person has to make he has to give up everything because everything is in the general vessel in the world kli and there's nothing outside of that vessel that he needs rather in order to enter the world kli the world vessel a person has to give up everything and then when he enters in place of these concessions that he made he's starting to receive fulfillment from the creator through the vessel and it's the world vessel the world kli So the question is not so difficult, not the carrying out of it, but the question itself, in order to enter a group, a person must give up everything. It's not about that it's worthwhile to make concessions or some things yes, some no, but completely. Because in place of these concessions, according to the level of these concessions, he acquires a spiritual vessel.
So.
That's it.
The prayer of the friends. A prayer for the entire world kli.
Creator.
Thank you. For gathering us together. Thank you for the strength you give us. Thank you for the opportunity you are giving us now to get closer to you and serve the entire world kli with devotion and love. Teach us to love and help us set the right intentions so that all our actions will be for the sake of heaven. Let us be in a prayer to you at each and every moment and feel your greatness in the greatness of the world kli. Connect us and open our hearts and all this in order to give you contentment.
Heart, Rav.
We have nothing besides that, only to purify the heart. In our heart, we feel where we are, in which world, for the time being, it could be that we are in the lower world, and to the extent that the heart becomes purified, then according to that we will feel ourselves on higher and higher degrees in a higher world, and so on. All in all, from here till the end of correction, we need to make this way, and this is what we need to yearn for. How do we do it? We don't know about the spiritual world. We don't know it. We don't understand it, unless instead of it, what was given to us in our world is one example. From all of the examples that we get from this world, from all the different manners and incidents, there is one incident that can be a spiritual incident in this world, which is actually not this world anymore. If we, people who are strangers and to begin with, following the shattering of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, they're even hostile to each other because the Creator broke the vessel, a single vessel, into many parts. So as much as we try to get closer to each other, we begin to feel how much we're not capable of it. We don't want it. We disagree with it. disagree to be in connection. And here, there's a question. What do we do? Well, we do nothing. We just have to realize that it is upon us not to connect, but to ask of the Creator that He will reconnect us into the vessel of Adam HaRishon. And this is what we need to yearn for. That's it. So, there are many excerpts about it, many articles and complete books, and they wrote a lot about it. But all in all, we need to persuade the upper force that instead of the shattering that he did, that he will connect us once more. And not more than that. And of course, it's not within our power to connect, because this is the force of the Creator. As he says, I created the evil inclination, and I created for it the spice of Torah, meaning the upper light, which is called the Torah, bestowed from the Creator, which is called Torah. This is what can help us, and therefore, our whole correction is in that we understand that we have to constantly be in a request to the Creator that He will connect us once again to this, to the vessel that was one to begin with, and we underwent the shattering. Hopefully we will go through it, and this is how we will reach once again to be one complete vessel. And then all the Shemot, the records, all of our impressions from our shattering and from the connection between us will give us a new vessel, which is, as we call it, 620 times more than how it was to begin with when we were connected prior to the shattering. So all of our work is only to persuade the Creator that He will help us to connect, or that He will make the connection Himself, because actually He does it. We only make efforts. But all of these efforts eventually bring us to despair, to disappointment, or to a clear knowledge that only the Creator can help us. And then we turn to Him, we demand, we ask, we pray, we plead in all the different forms of address until we persuade Him to connect us once again, to be one Adam once again, as one man.
Да, дорогой Рав, а что значит убедить Творца,
чтобы он соединил снова? To convince the Creator to connect us again.
אנחנו צריכים להיות ברצון.
We need to be in a desire to connect, which is more than a desire to keep a distance from each other. The desire to distance is the result of the shattering, and it is called our ego. And the desire to connect that we don't have. And if we want, or somehow to get to know it or to acquire it, then we have to turn to the Creator. How do we turn to the Creator? I don't know. All I have before me is the friends in this world. And so then I turn to the force of connection that I understand that it needs to be in the group. So let's turn to Him and let's ask from the friends that let us nevertheless connect between us in such a way that each one will help his friend, and in this way we will get closer to each other until our circle, well, first of all, that we will feel ourselves that we are in a circle, until our circle will become the central point. And in it, we will then begin to discover the Creator. When we begin to discover the Creator in the connection between us, the force of connection between us, this is the Creator, then along with that, we will begin to discover that we are distancing from each other. And what yesterday was okay, we were connected. Today, upon this, I actually feel that I don't love the friends, I'm not close to them, and I want to distance from them, and I feel like altogether to really run away from them. And then once again, we need to work on it, to persuade ourselves that this is our gradual work through the degrees. Sorry, we don't hear Rav.
Rav, lo shomim.
Rav, we can't hear you.
Naval?
Oh, we lost the connection?
Now we hear.
As
And once again, we want to connect to a circle, and once again, we try to connect. And this is how it works, through ups and downs, through the degrees, left and right. First, there is a descent, and then an ascent, and as it says, that the descents and the ascents are as one day, as it is written in the Torah.
Yesterday in the meal, we saw the sincere love towards you from the close friends of Georgia. What does this love for the Rav give?
The love, the connection, the inclination towards each other. This is how it has to be among all of us. In the example you saw yesterday towards me, this is how it should be towards each and everyone, from each and everyone in the group. Imagine to yourself, if we were like that in our entire world, we would already be great on the high degrees. This is what we have to do. I felt that also, and I was also very moved, very excited, and this is how we need to activate ourselves. But indeed, this connection is what provides a vessel for the revelation of the love of people, and later on from the love of people to the love of...
Buongiorno, caro Rav, grazie.
Good morning, dear Rav, thank you. What's the meaning of completing the Rishimo, the records?
To complete the Rishimo, the records, is to revive the records, because these are records from the vessel that was broken, the vessel that died. And we need to reach a state where the light comes, the reforming light, and it revives that dead vessel. And it happens to us. I look at a friend, on the one hand, I, let's say, have no desire to connect to him. On the other hand, I know, I realize and I feel something of what does it mean to connect, but I don't have it. Right? This is the feeling that the vessel is dead, that I don't have a drive, an inclination, the correct realization of the connection.
And
then I need to pray, to ask, to come closer to the friends, to expect that they will come closer to me. And in this way, we approach the connection. All in all, what we have before us is to establish the vessel of Adam HaRishon that the Creator created. This is what we need to do. To be under a single force called Rabash, usually called it a blanket, that we have to cover with it. Soon it's going to be Sukkot, so we have to realize that it's like a Sukkah that covers us. that the Creator will cover us with the fallen sukkah of David, that it will rise, will be established, this sukkah, and will cover us, meaning the general masach, this general screen will cover us, and then we will feel that we are inside this
rubash. If a person wants to steal, he asks the mind to provide him with ways and manners to carry it out. Or, if he wants to do good deeds, the mind advises him how to carry this out as well.
It
follows that the mind serves the heart, which is the will to receive, just as the hands and legs and the rest of the assistance that one has. For this reason, there is no other way but to purify the heart, for which reason we pray, purify our hearts to serve you in truth. The mind cannot determine for men to walk on the good path or to the contrary. To the contrary, rather, as was said at the time of the giving of the Torah, we will do and we will hear. That is, first we will do mindlessly, and then we will be rewarded with hearing, so we can hear that what we are doing is what is good for us. Conversely, if we first want to understand that it is worthwhile for us to bestow upon the Creator, and then we will do, we will never achieve this.
It's a simple matter. Well, maybe it's not so simple, but it's not complicated. The problem is that we are, after the shattering from the other end of it, the Creator created something which was whole. He broke it on purpose, and we are following the shattering, and we have to skip over the shattering and get back to the complete state. And then it turns out that we don't have complete vessels so that we can work with them and correct ourselves, but rather we have to do it with our broken vessels. This is why each and every time we have to try with these broken vessels to imagine to ourselves the complete state. That complete state does not exist in us, and we reject it because it's not understood to us as good. I have to connect with the friends, I have to contribute, I have to keep their well-being, etc. Why? What for? I cannot persuade myself, even in my mind, that I can say 1,000 times and have formulas just like in mathematics, that's 1 + 2 + 1 = 2, and it's more than 1. Nevertheless, that does not help me. I must work here in a way that is, as it is written, with their eyes shut, above reason. Go towards connection, even though I'm against it. And my whole nature is against it, but there's no choice. This is what he says, meaning, first, we will do it mindlessly, and then we will be rewarded with hearing, so that we can hear that what we're doing is what is good for us. And before the deed, we cannot hear that it is good. I can't imagine to myself that this is a good connection. If I imagine it is good, it means that I'm imagining it egoistically. Then it seems to me that it is good. But the more we get closer, the more we get closer to the corrections, we see how much they're against our mind, against our desire, and it is impossible to carry them out, but only through salvation from above, only when the Creator saves us.
Hola, Rab. ¿Qué significa purificar el corazón, Rab?
What is the meaning of purifying the heart?
Purifying the heart. That I begin to love the friends. In actuality, in practice, this is how it is, that earlier I didn't feel any need for them, later on I felt a need for the study, for keeping our framework, and then I begin to feel a need that simply without them I can't do it. I have no grip on spirituality. I don't have a spiritual vessel. I don't have something with which or through which I can connect with the Creator. I begin to see in each and every friend that connection, that connector, through which I truly connect with the Creator. And otherwise I cannot. If a friend will, God forbid, disappear for some reason, then I won't have any connection with the Creator. And this is why I appreciate the friend even more than the Creator to begin with. This is why it is written that first we have to reach the love of people. Because without having a strong hold on the friend that is so important to me, truly egoistically, because I want to reach the Creator, and first of all I have to reach the friend. And this is clear to me, and I yearn for it. Then in such a way, we gradually find bring ourselves out of self-love, and we reach the love of friends. And the love of friends also, it will seem to us as egoistically, but it's okay if it seems to us this way, that we shouldn't be afraid that we need the friends in an egoistic form. Of course, later on, the Creator will correct that, but we today need to hold only to that. That our my entire salvation is in that, in how much I have a hold on the friends. And then we reach love towards them. Egoistic love, the upper light will correct that and change it to love which is above the ego. And this is how I come closer to the love of
Yes, Raf. What does it really mean in our ten to work mindlessly, and how do we come to work mindlessly?
Sure.
Again.
What does it mean to work mindlessly in our ten, Raf? How can we come to this state of mindlessly? To be able to hear.
Mindlessly means above the mind, that you don't take into account whatever the mind brings you as evidence, proof, or arguments, all kinds of facts. That's considered without a mind, an intellect. You cannot cut off your mind unless these will already be actions that the wisdom of Kabbalah does not demand, does not require, God forbid. But to work without a mind, mindlessly, means that I work with my mind and above my mind. According to my corporeal mind, I should have done this and that, and according to the spiritual calculation above the corporeal mind, I work in an opposite manner. This is called mindlessly.
Да, Рав, спасибо. Но вот все-таки все же, почему, когда мы собираемся объединиться, мы обнаруживаем там объединение, оно
so, идет без нашего. How come when we gather, we discover that inside our connection? How does it happen?
Well, of course, the entire connection is made by the Creator. However, He wants that from us will come the deficiency for connection. This is what I can say. So we have to reveal this deficiency, not the connection itself as much as the deficiency for it. Because in the depth of the deficiency, this is how the connection will later be revealed and the light that... And how to read the heart of the friends. I can do it to the extent that I annul my heart. And I want to be as it is written, that my heart shall be as dust to all. In that way, if I surrender with my heart towards the friends, then I can read what is happening inside their hearts and be together with them. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, how will we feel the lack of love and lack of demand as a need? How will we do that redirection?
Out of envy, lust, and honor, when you look at the friends and you recognize, sometimes you recognize how much they are close to each other, and you get envy. How come you're not with them like that? Out of that, you advance. This is why, as much as possible, try to see the friends, how much they're connected, and yourself, that you're on the side, no, not quite with them as much as they are between them. And then the envy will bring you to connection. It will obligate you, force you.
You have said that the connection is the creator. So the question is the property of the system which we create through our connection, is that the creator or is that a misunderstanding?
Vadai.
Of course, this is called You Have Made Me. Certainly, we establish between us, we produce between us, we build between us the qualities of the Creator. And before that, the Creator does not exist. The upper force exists in an abstract way. And we actually bring him closer, restore him between us, implement him between us. We build him, truly so. It's like children who build some structure, some building in a sandbox. This is how we build the Creator, from all kinds of elements that myself and the friends find in the connection between us, and out of that we compose, build his image. We make this statue. Yes, this is something very interesting and very challenging, I would say.
We will come closer and closer. Each day we're learning about the laws of connection between us, the modes of connection. We will begin to understand just how much it's related to us. We'll begin to see these things in the connections between us, where we have such connections that we can already approach them with the understanding of the restriction between us. Restriction, screen, reflected light, this is the assembly of the vessel. We need to begin to feel in the connection between us in the ten. This is called assembling the soul. And we need connection for that. Now, this connection, we might be able to attain it in through physical connection, let's say, when we gather in one place physically, and it's possible that no, because you see that the creation, the conditions the Creator is arranging for us, we might be outside of one place, we'll be as one man in one heart. We'll try that these internet connections between us will give us that feeling of connection, at least as those corporeal connections. We'll see. The Creator has arranged this modern world for us in this way. It's possible that this will fit our efforts to connect more. We'll check it on ourselves. I can't.
What should one do when he realizes that he has no pure heart? He realizes that all his thoughts, all his actions is just toward egoistic purposes. Should he pray or should he go to his den, talk about it?
First of all, recognize that this is correct. And give gratitude for it to the Creator, who's showing him how much he's still not corrected. And this is only the beginning of the path. Later, more and more things will be revealed. And to begin to perform corrections, where he sees that he is not so pure, as he says, should start correcting that. In the degree of the connection between them. So we need to pay attention to that connection. All kinds and all modes of connections have to exist in our world, in our generation, in anything. In anything. Don't move apart. Don't break the connections. Only connections, connections, connections. That's what we need. And accordingly, we will advance towards the end of correction.
Can
I continue?
No, Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Yes, do you hear me? I'm asking what in the connection between us actually build the intention in the right direction towards the Creator.
The connection between us, corporeal, spiritual, half-spiritual, quarter-spiritual, doesn't matter. But each time when he overcomes and moves towards stronger connection, both in quantity and in quality, he brings us back to the correction, to the vessel of Adam HaRishon. We don't need more than that. You need to hold before you two forms. One is the broken form. The other form is where we're all connected to one circle, one system. And move from one to the other. That's what humanity needs to do. And this has to exist specifically in our generation. So please, try to understand it and to keep it.
Rav, sorry.
Ravadim.
Yes, thank you. Should we purify our heart more each time in order to reach a greater connection, in order to bestow contentment to the Creator?
Yes, of course, each time more and more. There shall be as new in your eyes. There'll be there, a new person, new desire, new correction.
Internet.
Mark 19, the feeling that I cannot is that I cannot live without my friends. Is this love towards them? How do I achieve such a feeling?
No, it's an egoistic feeling. One of the first a person feels that he can't reach spirituality without them to attain spirituality. It's like those criminals connect to join a gang in order to rob a bank. As one understands that he can't do it without the second, the third, the fourth, each one in his own style, with his own skill, has to participate in the heist. Similarly, we need to break into the king's palace and enter the place of the Creator. And that's how we advance. So we need one another. We still don't understand how much we need one another, but at least from what we learn in the upper systems, it says 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. Now without it, you can't. Internet.
Another question from Armenia. There's a friend that I truly hate, so much so that I myself even don't understand why. I can't do anything about this feeling. All the texts annoy me. All the workshops seem like we're pretending. What do I do about it? How can I awaken against it?
This friend is representing for you, for the time being, the end of correction. You need to see yourself right now and your love to him should be as two ends on the path or the trail you're walking through. So try as much as possible, maybe through all kinds of twists and turns, but you will nevertheless have to reach a state where you have nothing to criticize, only love, that you should truly merit the state where everything in him you love. It will come.
Examples don't awaken me enough. How can I truly reach a state where I overcome and give up on everything? What do you mean by conceding everything?
To give up everything doesn't mean that I have to give up all the millions I have in the bank, or a few mansions and a few yachts and all kinds of other things. I don't know what. To give up everything means that I don't appreciate, value these things relative to spirituality. But it's not that I give away everything and I give up and I remain like a homeless person on a bench in the park. No. I'm asking for alms, for money. No, a person should maintain himself, and not reach a state where he needs help from the side. He should not let himself fall on the hands of the friends financially. It's like in a group. A person cannot, if he's sick, God forbid, or something like that, that's okay, but he should not fall on the hands of the friends and become a burden. No, on the contrary, he needs to try and help everyone and not receive from everyone. That's how it should be.
From PT2, why do we need to persuade the Creator to connect between us? Is it enough to just ask him?
I didn't understand. We need to ask. And the Creator, accordingly, will connect us. What's the question then?
You said that we need to persuade the Creator, force him. The question is, why do we have to?
This is called the correct request. When I convince the Creator, who seemingly doesn't want it, we see that he doesn't want it. He doesn't give us the desire to connect from the get-go. The desire to bring ourselves back to the vessel of Adam Arishon. This is really the purpose of our creation, of our correction. So we turn to him and we demand, and we turn to him seemingly against our desire, and we ask, we plead, we have to convince him
Nevertheless,
he would leave the side of judgment and turn into the side of mercy. That's what we need.
And
when we ask him, we gradually. Against it. We have to ask the Creator for the force to overcome. This is called restriction, screen, or reflected light. And after he shined to us these forces of connection and bestow, we will go to study Tens Sfirot, and it will become clear to us what he means by each and every action. We'll see in each one of those actions the spiritual action, and not simply mechanics. That's what I'm expecting. Let's hope that we'll start to study in such a way.
So,
it turns out that we need to ask only for connection, restriction, screen, reflected light, and the will to receive of each and every one will bring us to mutual bestowal, one towards the others. And together between us, there's another action where we connect and combine these actions. This is called from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. So we need to reach a state where we come to love of friends, and from love of friends we rise to love for the Creator, specifically in this way. And that's it. This is the order, and that's it. We don't need any more. In this we attain everything. There are certainly degrees. There are 125 degrees, 5 worlds, 5 parts of him in each world, 5 sfirot in each parts of. In total, 5 times 5 times 5, 125 degrees from here till the end of correction. And everything is ready for us.
Hebrew 1.
Hebrew 1. How to awaken friends towards mutual love.
Bedugma.
Through example. Example. Set an example. Whoever is asking. Set an example constantly, clearly, even in an exaggerated manner, that we need to love one another. Next.
Question from Hebrew 1. What does it mean to do things mindlessly, and how do we do that?
To do it mindlessly means to go above reason. Where according to my reason, I think this is the way to do it, and above the reason, I might do something even that's even in opposition. According to my intellect, I don't feel like connecting with a friend, but there's no other choice. I must do it in order to reach corrections, and I have to connect him on the way to him. Not that I could replace him with someone else. How will the other fare? Worse, better, it doesn't matter. Nevertheless, I need to connect with all the people all over the world. The Creator arranges them for me each time in a way that I have no choice. I have to accept it because the Creator is showing me the same character to which I need to connect in your heart and soul. I look at my friends. I see each one. Something about him repels me. Something about him is disgusting. I can't agree with him. I can't overcome the repulsion. Nevertheless, that's what's before me. So it's not like the method is to move from one group to another. Rather, in that same place where you are, that's where we need to decide on the connection. Only the work. Only this work over years should bring us to a state where we connect like that.
Chabu 10, we're asking about what it says we shall do and we shall hear. We're asking, what does it mean that we are supposed to hear?
To hear means that we begin to open our ears, the degree of Binah. And on the degree of Binah, we begin to feel the actions of the Creator, the actions of bestowal. And because the force of bestowal is born in us, we are in the same wave as him. This is the meaning of we shall do and we shall hear. First, the doing. Through the doing, we reach the hearing.
Good morning, Rav. Question of Ufai from the 10. I don't feel the connection between us, but rather the hatred. I'm going to above the logic, but it really takes a lot of power to go above logic. Where do I get the power if I don't feel the connection? Thank you.
We need to extract certain excerpts from the Zohar where it speaks about the student of Rabbi Shimon who was in the spiritual world, already in spiritual levels. How much they were immersed in hate sometimes. Never ending. That hovered above their heads. They were immersed in hatred. And that's how they overcame it, and they rose and reached the degree of the end of correction. So we have no choice but to see how we can do this, but together. Together. Again, each will help his friend. No one can take himself out of a spiritual prison. No one.
Moscow 1.
Rav, я насколько понимаю, человека продвигает...
As much as I understand it, what promotes a person in spirituality is that he's constantly being rejected. First it happens towards the friends. We say that we have to disclose love, to show love. So I yearn for it, or at least I assume that at some point there will be a state where I will have in me the desire and the yearning towards the group. The desire is this, will be a clear desire?
No, it won't come to you just like that. Only as a result of the reforming light. When you demand it, you ask for it, you'll go towards it, beg to your parents, and then the correction will come. Beg to the Creator, and then it will come. But don't sit and wait. Both the transgressions and the commandments, the good things, the bad things, the good states, the bad states, all comes from above. We just need to learn how to react to it. When the speed of our reaction and the intensity of our reaction, the frequency of our reaction will determine the...
Ravash writes, man must believe that now that he came to purify and not before. This action, when a person now comes to purify, this comes from the assistance from above. In other words, previously there was an awakening from above which gave him a desire and yearning to come to purify and sanctify himself. It follows that his coming to purify now is not by man's power, but rather it comes from above.
Yeah, but a person has to know how to react, respond to, and how to assist that power that the Creator is exerting on him. And
Beautiful. When we hear the voice of the Creator speaking to the heart, as in, he who comes to purify is aided, and it was interpreted in the Holy Zohar that he is aided by a holy soul, meaning that the heart hears the voice of the Creator, and then specifically the voice of holiness receives the governance over all the desires, meaning the will to bestow. And naturally, they will not turn back to folly, meaning he will not sin again, because all the desires of reception have surrendered under the desire to bestow. At that time, all the good pleasantness appears on the heart. Then there is room in the heart for the instilling of the Shekhinah, and the gentleness and pleasantness and flavor and friendship spread and fill up all of man's organs. This applies specifically when hearing the voice of the Creator. At the time, the whole body surrenders and he enslaves itself to holiness.
Yes, dear Rav, what does it mean that the guf, the body, surrenders to holiness? It's written that, the body surrenders to holiness.
Yes, that all of man's desires are organized around the right intention to bestow. That's called all his bodies. Because a desire of man in his body. Man's desire is in the heart. If the heart follows bestowal, then it's considered a pure heart and a person.
Yes, Rav, thank you. What is the voice of the Creator?
The voice of the Creator is what a person receives from the Creator. Simple. What comes to you, to your mind or to your heart, and you feel there a flavor that wasn't there a minute ago. That's called the voice of the Creator.
By the Rabash. We must believe the words of our sages who said, he who comes to purify is aided. A person must not escape the campaign when he sees that he is not making progress. Sometimes he gets thoughts of the spies who said that this work is not for us and requires special people who can walk on the path of overcoming. All this comes to him because he understands that each time he must see how he is making progress. However, it does not occur to him that he must advance in obtaining darkness, that this is the only kli he needs to acquire. A kli is a need for a filling. That is, if he has no filling for the lack, he feels that he is in the dark. For this reason, a person must not say that he is not advancing in the work. Hence, he wants to escape the campaign, for it is not the truth, since he sees each time how far he is from obtaining the light, meaning for the Creator to give him the kli called desire to bestow. He cannot obtain the desire to bestow by himself, And then he comes to feel that the world has grown dark on him. At that time, the light comes, meaning help from above. As it is written, he who comes to purify is aided. Thank you, Rav. When a friend distances himself, so we ask for help from the friends.
I didn't
understand what's the situation. You're asking about the one who is distancing or the friends? Or who?
When a friend moves away, that is trying not to connect with us. So how do we overcome the ego and ask for help from the friends?
So you're asking how he, when he is far, how can he turn to the friends and ask for help from them?
Yes,
that's the question.
How can he do that? Sometimes he can't. I remember myself also in this situation with no strength to turn to them. There's not enough reason. There's shame, maybe a feeling of being far away. It works on itself. It's a problem. How to advance in the connection with the friends when I'm in a descent, because if I leave them, I distance myself from them, and here I have to do the opposite action, to come closer, to beg, to bend myself. It's a problem. What to do? Here it really helps in states as usual. Just as in states where we can't overcome them, the habit really helps. What is a habit? Say once a week we connect and we clean ourselves from all everything that's wrong in the relations between us. Maybe no one could do it. I can't do it. The group can't do it. But if we come and we do it together, maybe we can also pour our hearts to the group. Try to do that. Try to do something like that so you won't go through states that you're not scrutinizing. When you're hiding something and you're the Dnieper.
В последнее время происходит что-то такое, когда мы говорим связи, все. А мне все время вот это выскакивает отношения.
Lately we're speaking about connection, but these relationships between us and the friend and relationship to the teacher, it keeps coming up. Is that word relationship, is it, it's something emotional? Yeah, just what is this? Are all these relationships?
But that's the main thing. That is the gist. The Creator broke the vessel of Adam Rishon for us to connect between us and place the relations between us in the height of the final correction. There's nothing else to do here. It's not that you, I understand you. If you're living in our world, in our life, there the relations are scrutinized according to the need, sometimes more, sometimes less, as much as possible. However, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, you have to scrutinize that. That's why I'm saying it's best if you connect once a week, to unload ourselves, to clean ourselves from all the klipot, the shells of the alien thoughts, and to start the connection anew. Okay?
I
wanted to ask about this meeting you said. What should happen in it? What does it mean that we're relieving ourselves?
This means that if I have something against a group of friends, so we have a special time when we gather and we can talk about it. And we're preparing ourselves to talk in a way that it will help us advance. It won't ruin the relations between us. And it can ruin the relations for the sake of advancement, in order to connect. We have to scrutinize that, because we have to clean everything that can stand between us as waste, if it doesn't let us connect.
How do you do it? Because I think, let's say I come to such a meeting and what, I start spilling all my criticism towards the friends, or...
No, of course not. I didn't talk about this before, but what we're talking about here is a subtle action where we ourselves are trying to dig the ground we're all standing on and see what we need to do in order to advance. Meaning it's an action of advancement on our behalf, not only from above. As it is written, I awaken the dawn rather than the dawn awakens me. Dawn comes from the word black. When darkness comes before dawn, there is a greater darkness than during the night. So this is how we should see ourselves. Just as King David says, I awaken the dawn, not afraid from the dark. On the contrary, it can come as strong and as intense.
Thank you, Rav. What holds a person in patience during the darkness?
That it comes from the Creator. That all in all, He doesn't discover anything new. Everything filled your soul. All you're discovering now is how dark is the place your soul is in. And you have to try to bring the light that reforms to it. And if the Creator shows you the darkness, it's a sign that you can bring light to the soul. And then darkness will illuminate just as light.
How to be patient on one hand for this whole process of darkness, and on the other hand be in a demand?
Only through the integration in the group. In one person, you cannot have two opposite things, and in general, both darkness and light and the impression of both. It's only through the integration in the friends. Each one is in a different world, in a different state, and then in the connection between you, you can connect even opposite states.